streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. President Biden took on his predecessor and Republicans in an in-your-face State of the Union address.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. It was a rousing speech packed with optimism and promises, like the promise to fight for women's reproductive rights.
Send me a Congress that supports the right to choose. I promise you, I'll restore Roe v. Wade as the law of the land again.
And as he made his case for a second term, Biden spoke of the future.
I see a future where we restore the right to choose and protect our freedoms, not take them away.
Adding, reproductive freedom is on the ballot. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
In the Republican response, Alabama Senator Katie Britt said, quote, "The country we know and love seems to be slipping away." A soldier with a top secret security clearance is being accused of selling secret national defense information for $42,000. The story from CBS's David Martin.
I have many roles here.
Sergeant Corbin Schultz, an intelligence analyst with the 101st Airborne Division, allegedly told his Chinese handler,
"We gotta move."
He wished he could be Jason Bourne, the daredevil spy played by Matt Damon. But he ended up on this poster.
The defendant is charged with entering into a multi-year conspiracy to illegally exploit his access to national defense information for his own financial benefit.
That's U.S. Attorney Henry Leventis. In Uvalde, Texas, parents are angry about a new city council report that clears city police of missteps during the deadly rampage that claimed the lives of 19 children. CBS's Omar Villafranca has the story.
How do you go to bed at night?
Parents were outraged, saying the officers put their safety first.
They stood there 77 minutes and waited. After they got call after call, the kids were still alive in there.
The Uvalde police internal investigation is ongoing, but none of the roughly two dozen officers that responded have been terminated.
The Minneapolis City Council has approved an increase in the wages for drivers of rideshare services to an equivalent of more than $15 an hour. More from CBS News Minnesota reporter Kirsten Mitchell.
After hours of debate,
and they're asking the basics,
rideshare drivers learned their fate.
There are 9 ayes and 4 nays.
The city council passed an ordinance guaranteeing minimum wage, requiring companies to pay drivers $1.40 per mile and 51 cents per minute, or $5 per ride, whichever is greater.
Singer and entertainer Alzheimer's. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
Celebrate International Women's Day with me, Maggie Dawn, this Friday, joined by Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 until 4.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehow. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's job numbers hit an all-time high in January. The State Department of Workforce Development released their numbers Thursday. Wisconsin's unemployment rate was at 3.2%, below the national unemployment rate of 3.7%. The number of jobs hit historic highs, with over 3 million non-farm jobs and 2.6 million private jobs across the state. DWD Secretary Amy Pachakik says that she expects Wisconsin's economy will continue to break records into 2024. An appellate court says Wisconsin regulators have to develop PFAS restrictions before mandating cleanups. The ruling is a win for businesses in the state. Attorney General Josh Call says he'll appeal the case to the state Supreme Court. Call says having to work with lawmakers will slow down the enforcement of new clean drinking water rules. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Double duty for the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. In Arizona, the Brewers had a split doubleheader, half the team playing the Cleveland Guardians in a 3-3 tie. Backup catcher Eric Haas playing well, the other half losing to the Reds 2-0. Hockey, two Badgers players, forward Kirsten Sims and defender Caroline Harvey, rewarded as the best at their positions by the Women's Collegiate Hockey Association, the Badgers women's team in Minnesota this weekend for the final faceoff tournament. NBA, the Bucks losing to Golden State by 35 points, 125-90. Giannis after the game.
Okay, you know, it's one game. I think we've played 6.5 great games. Got to go to the next one. Hopefully we can be locked in. play better.
Marquette losing to number 2 ranked UConn 74-67 in the front row at Fiserv Forum was Packers head coach Matt LaFleur and the Bears' Matt Eberflus. Whenever they put LaFleur's face up on the scoreboard, the fans cheered, and every time they showed Eberflus, the crowd booed. That's sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Rain chances moving in during the overnight. Cloudy skies and mid-30s. Light northeast winds developing. Showers looking likely for Friday. We'll have cloudy skies, northeast winds, and highs of the lower 40s. Rain chances, even some snow Friday night. Currently 35 degrees.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
And the Ad Council.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to Hour 3 of the Tom Hartman Program. Nearly half the states have sued the Environmental Protection Agency. Why would they do this? This is 24 states and a bunch of big industrial companies are suing the EPA. Turns out that very, very fine particles, these 2.5 micron particles, really wreak havoc with the human body and basically all other animals too. But you know, they kind of focus on these are particles that are at or smaller than 2.5 microns. And they penetrate the lungs and bloodstream. And so once they get in the bloodstream, then they cause heart disease, they can cause asthma, they can cause low birth weight. There is some speculation that they can cause diseases of the brain. Whether they're passing the blood-brain barrier, I don't know. But, you know, I've seen articles to that effect. And so Michael Regan, the EPA administrator, changed the regulations. Up to this point, the current standard is that you can have particles as small as 12 micrograms. They want to reduce that down to 2.5 microns in diameter or smaller. And he says this would prevent an estimated 4,500 premature deaths every year. It would eliminate 290,000 lost work days due to sickness. The EPA maintains that the rule would deliver as much as $46 billion in net health benefits in the first year, and that these standards are imminently doable. I mean, you know, industry is going to have to put better scrubbers on their chimneys, basically. That's kind of the bottom line here. But they can do it. The technology is there. It's not that expensive, and it will save thousands of lives every year. But 24 Republican-controlled states and a handful of industries, particularly in the fossil fuel industry, have sued the Biden administration, have sued the Environmental Protection Agency to fight against Biden's environmental regulations and to weaken the federal government's ability to regulate industry. In fact, this is Russell Coleman, who's Kentucky's attorney general. He's one of the people who did the lawsuit. And in this, he says, this rule will drive jobs and investment out of Kentucky and overseas, leaving employers and hardworking families to pay the price, which is absolutely false. When the Environmental Protection Agency tightens the rules and says, you know, okay, right now the filters you've got are stopping particles 12 microns and smaller. We're going to take that down to 2.5 microns and smaller. What does that mean? It means that the factories have to install new scrubbers. They have to put new filters on their chimneys, on their smokestacks. Now, that means somebody's got to design them, somebody's got to manufacture them, somebody's got to install them, somebody's got to periodically clean them, somebody's got to run them, essentially. Those are all jobs. This is actually a jobs program. Tightening up environmental regulations increases the number of people that these companies are going to have to hire and the products that they're going to have to buy that come from companies that hire people, because
I mean, you know, common sense. I mean, that's how it works, right? I mean, any idiot can figure this out. But apparently, Russell Coleman, the Attorney General of Kentucky, is not any idiot. He's just a generic idiot. He says this rule will drive jobs and investment out of Kentucky and overseas, leaving employers and hardworking families to pay the price, as I mentioned just a moment ago. By the way, it's not like they're saying you have to do this tomorrow. They're giving the states 18 months to develop a compliance plan, and that plan then does not have to be completed until 2032. It is currently 2024, so that's 8 years from now. So they don't even have to, I mean, yeah, all they've got to do is come up with a plan here in the next year and a half, and then, you know, they have 8 years to put that, or an additional 7 years to put that plan into place. But still, you know, hey, it's going to cost a little money for industry to do this, and industry doesn't like their profits being reduced. To hell with 4,500 dead Americans every year, or, you know, hundreds of thousands of disabled Americans with heart disease and emphysema and cancers and things. That doesn't matter to these Republican secretaries of state or attorney generals, excuse me. That doesn't matter to them. It doesn't matter to the corporations. They only care about the bottom line and how much of that money on the bottom line is being transferred from these big corporations into the campaigns and pockets of Republican legislators. The states that have joined the lawsuit include West Virginia, Alabama, Alaska, Arkansas, Florida, Georgia, Idaho, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, North Dakota, Ohio, Oklahoma, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, Utah, and Wyoming. And if you noticed one thing in common with all of those states, they're all controlled by greedy Republicans who want corporations to have more profits, even if that means that citizens in their states die. I mean, this has been going on for a long time. There's everybody's heard of Cancer Alley, right? It stretches from central and west, eastern Texas, right across Louisiana into Alabama, and it's the downwind of the refineries. The downwind of the why is that? Well, because the refineries are spewing poisonous gases and particulate matter. And it goes downwind, and people inhale that stuff, and they end up with high levels of cancer. I mean, we've known this for 50 years. But do something about it? Nope, sorry. Texas has no interest in doing something about it. Louisiana has no interest in doing something about it. Alabama has no interest in doing something about it. What they've done is they've made sure that most of the people in those downwind communities are black people. So, you know, they definitely don't give a damn about it. I mean, this is you know, structural, systemic racism on steroids. I got a geeky science for you here, too. This is pretty incredible. The flu vaccines typically have four different flu viruses in them, or dead viruses, you know, the particles from the dead viruses that cause the immune response. But anyhow, they're based on four different viruses, two of the A strains and two of the B strains. But what they found is that we have, you know, we had a couple of years, you know, all of 2020 and a good chunk of 2021 when most people were wearing masks and avoiding public venues and washing their hands a lot and staying home a lot and worldwide, right? This was not just in the United States, it was worldwide. And what happened was that one of these four strains of flu that we typically get vaccinated for, that has been a real problem for a long, long time, has vanished. We killed off a virus simply by being sanitary. I tell you, the next trip I take, I am going to be wearing a mask pretty much all the time, you know, unless I'm eating or hanging out with people that I know are safe. And that's, I think we still need to be doing this, but this is just incredible. It's the Yamagata virus, the Yamagata strain of the flu virus. And, you know, as they note here, this is Brenda Goodman writing for CNN. She says, Yamagata viruses were in decline before the pandemic, and all the precautions that help people avoid COVID-19, including masking, staying at home, and better ventilation, appear to have finished them off. Amazing. We thought we had polio wiped out, too. Remember that? But then, you know, the vaccine crazies came along, and now polio is making a resurgence in the United States, which is really, you know, let's just say it, it's not a good thing. I mean, polio kills people, polio disables people, Measles. We thought we had measles conquered. Now we've got measles outbreaks happening all across the United States. And down in Florida, you got this idiot Surgeon General saying, oh, it doesn't matter. You don't need to be vaccinated for measles. You don't need to vaccinate your kids. In fact, if they have measles, they can still come to school. Where do they find these people? I'll be back with your calls in just a minute.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
So what's on your mind? I'll pick up your calls on the other side of this break. It's 14 and a half minutes, just about 15 minutes past the hour.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
When I first fed my dogs Blue and Chewy, Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty, I knew they would love it. After all, it's freeze-dried raw dog food that's full of real turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. What's not to love? But I was totally surprised by how much healthier and happier my dogs seemed after we made the switch. The biggest change for Blue and Chewy was that they went from a few extra pounds to being more fit, and we could tell that they look better and they feel better. The ingredients in Nature's Blend are that wholesome. Plus, I love it that it doesn't contain any artificial preservatives, how it's dry to the touch so there's no mess, and how it's shelf-stable so I don't need to keep it in the fridge. I know you'll love how convenient and healthy Nature's Blend is for your dog. My listeners can get up to 54% off the first Nature's Blend order, plus a free bag of premium beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. Text THOM to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
For the longest time, it was hard for me to even get out of the house, much less do a backside 180. It took me a bit to understand what was going on, but eventually I learned I had anxiety. Now I'm getting help for it and feeling so much better. Sure, some days are better than others, but the whole thing about getting out of the house, that's not really an issue anymore.
Mental health care is working. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Celebrate International Women's Day with me, Maggie Dawn, this Friday, joined by Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 until 4. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Which Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. And welcome back. Picking up your calls here, Don in Wheaton, Illinois. Hey, Don, what's up?
Yeah, hey, Tom. I wanted to say that, Trump is telling the Congress to hold off on helping Ukraine and fixing the border and all of that, until he gets in. And, the Republican politicians are pushing the concept of a strong president for this upcoming election.
Yeah, the unitary executive.
Yeah, the strong man. And anyway, so about a month ago on Fox News Sunday, Senator Tom Cotton, was loud and bold about reminding the viewers that Iran didn't let the hostages go until the strong Reagan became president.
Oh, really? He didn't. I'm guessing acknowledge that Reagan had cut the deal with the Iranians to hold those hostages.
Oh, absolutely. He just boldly either lied or is ignorant of the facts.
Yeah.
Either one. But anyway, so that's what they're doing. And we should use that opportunity. Some senator, progressive senator, maybe Bernie or someone, could bring up in the Senate, that Tom Cotton said that, and then bring out the truth about what happened.
That would be a good idea. The New York Times has now validated this when they interviewed the guy who used to be the lieutenant governor of Texas, who went with John, I'm forgetting his last name now, the guy who was the Speaker of the House at the time, to France to cut that deal, to hold the hostages. So, yeah, absolutely. Don, thank you. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, Trump, Putin and all of our enemies are waiting for a weak president.
Yeah, yeah. And, by the way, just breaking news here. Hamas just walked away from the talks in Doha. So there's not any ceasefire on the horizon, immediate ceasefire on the horizon at the moment. Don, thank you for the call. Brian in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Hey, Brian, what's on your mind today?
Hey, good day. I hope the president is feeling his oats and he's able to deliver a first-rate performance
tonight.
Yeah,
me too.
I think America really needs some serious speeches and discussions.
Yep.
And that's why I called. I wanted to throw an idea out there to the world. We talk about things going in cycles of 80 years. Well, this coming June 6th will be the 80th anniversary of the D-Day invasion.
Yep.
And that was like one of the climactic battles of America against fascist Germany.
Yep. We're 1 year short of 80 years from the end of World War II.
Right. And I think that it's a very historic day, and it's a very important day that most Americans don't think about. But anyway, I think that'd be great to put together some type of a political rally, somewhere high profile, maybe West Point, Pearl Harbor, maybe even Omaha Beach, whatever. And then bring in retired military generals to have them give a little speech on militarism and fascism and the way our world is going.
Mm-hmm.
And people really need to understand what the stakes are and what people sacrificed to beat back the Germans. I mean, by this time in the war, tens of millions of people had already been murdered and killed, and there was another tens of millions to go.
Yep.
And the world can get very, very ugly, and I think it'd be nice if we heard from some of our former military men, like Admiral Strafides, I believe his name is. He's always on Morning Joe, very smart man, at General Milley from the Army. Anybody else you'd like to think of, it'd be great to let these men say their piece and even settle the score with Mr. Trump and make America understand how serious this is and where we're at in history. I mean, the next 10 years are really going to be important on the way the world works out.
Oh, yeah.
It really is when you think about it.
Yeah,
I think America needs a shot of reality and hear from some solid, upstanding people that know what they're talking about. I mean, the average Trump rally is, it's eighth grade with monkeys throwing their feces around the room. I mean, that's a Trump rally.
Yeah.
It'd be nice to have some smart people having a smart discussion about some serious issues. And
I think
Joe Biden could finish the afternoon with his speech. I think that'd be fantastic. So anyway, I hope he does well tonight and have a great day.
Yeah. Thank you, Brian. I agree. Well said. John in Cambria. Hey, John, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, thanks for taking my call. I just have kind of a question about a possible doomsday scenario with the Supreme Court ruling on Trump's, not ruling, but hearing Trump's immunity next month. Now, if my doomsday scenario is this, they're going to wait till after the results of the election. And if Joe Biden wins, they're going to say that no president has immunity. If Trump wins on January 21st, they're going to say the president has immunity.
You know, it's possible.
Is that possible?
What's the term, the Supreme Court's term ends in June, and the last right. date that they typically hear arguments is the end of April, and they just scheduled this for April 25th. So it's probably the very last thing they're going to do this spring,
right.
And then, you know, you would expect them to issue a ruling in June, somewhere between probably June 10th and June 25th, you know, in that neighborhood, you know, when they finally shut down for the summer. But they don't have to shut down for the summer. That's not cast in stone. This is merely the tradition of the Supreme Court, you know, that from June right. till September, they've got the summer months off. And it's also not, you know, necessary for them to issue a ruling, like you said, until November or even December, until after the election. I doubt they're going to do that, though, John. My guess is that they're going to define some presidential immunities, in the context of a Article II speech and debate clause. You know, that there are certain things that the president can't be held responsible for, and they want that on the record. But I'm also guessing, and this is just a wild-ass guess, that they will say that what Donald Trump did on January 6th was not in that bucket. It was not something from which he is immune, and therefore his trial can continue. But at that point, you know, if they say that in June, then the trial picks up in July. I don't know. It's entirely possible that the trial could take place or could be dragged out even to and through the election. And certainly any kind of an appeal will happen next year. So
right.
It's a mess. It's a mess. The Supreme Court just handed
yes,
us a real
is.
Mess.
Yep. That's just great.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks a lot, John, for the call. It's good to hear from you. I mean, this is the problem when you have a corrupt court. And that's what we have. We still don't know who paid off Brett Kavanaugh's credit cards. We know that that Clarence Thomas has taken millions of dollars in bribes, and so has Sam Alito, apparently, or at least hundreds of thousands of dollars in bribes, you know, gifts and trips and things like that. Paul Singer flying him to Alaska. I mean, it's crazy.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's 27 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with your calls on the other side of this break here at the bottom of the hour. Stay with us. Stay tuned.
Locally grown radio
from Wisconsin,
from
Vestford
to Clover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM, WFHR, 1320 AM.
You've been hearing me rave about Cozy Earth for a couple of years now and how incredibly soft and luxurious their sheets are. Well, I'm not alone. They literally have thousands of customers who have left 5-star reviews on their website, like this one from Hallie. Honestly, the best sheets we've ever had. Absolutely a dream to slip into each night. Everyone deserves to splurge on these sheets. You'll have no regrets. Louise and I love how soft our Cozy Earth sheets are. Cozy Earth sheets, available now in 15 awesome colors, are made from viscose from bamboo, making them temperature regulating so you'll sleep cool and comfy year-round. Cozy Earth even offers a 100-night sleep trial. Sleep on it, wash it, try it out. If you're not completely in love, just send it back within 100 days for a full refund. Experience life-changing luxury with the world's softest sheets. Go to CozyEarth.com and enter my promo code TOM at checkout to save up to 35% on Cozy Earth's bedding, pajamas, bath towels, loungewear, and more. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code TOM, T-H-O-M.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-472-8060. 800-472-8060. 800-472-8060. That's 800-472-8060.
In the foreword to Tom Hartman's book, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late, renowned author Joseph Chilton Pierce writes,
"To discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges. To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light. And because of the scope and depth of this work, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing. I rather exhausted superlative in praise of Tom Hartman's book, The Prophet's Way, which I rightly called the most important book I've ever read. But now I find the sequel calling for equal praise, since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species."
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere. It is one of the most powerful books you'll ever read, full of the wisdom of ancient cultures and the directed hope of modern thinkers. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman. Discover how we're made of sunlight and what this has to do with the impact of fossil fuels on civilization. Read about the coming new ice age and what must be done soon. Understand how ancient cultures valued community and cooperation and what we can learn from them. Get in touch with the secret of enough, the meaning of wealth, and the wealth of security. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight helps us understand and heal our relationship to the world, to each other, and to our natural resources. We have much to learn and even more to remember. Here is your guide, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
The American middle class is on its deathbed. Ordinary folks who put in a solid day's work can no longer afford to buy a house, send their kids to college, or even get sick. If you're not a CEO, you're probably screwed. In his latest book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It by Tom Hartman, Air America host Tom Hartman shows how the middle class, a product of democracy that was so carefully put together by our country's founding fathers, has been systematically dismantled over the past quarter century and, under the guise of freeing the market, replaced by an anti-democratic system designed to line the pockets of the super rich and corporations. Hartman shows that it's not too late to return to the America our founders envisioned. Democracy requires a fair playing field. It will survive only if we the people stand up, speak out, and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's book tour, or to get an audio sneak peek of Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It, visit TomHartman.com. Get Screwed by Tom Hartman, available in all fine bookstores now.
Hi friends, Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for Tomcast. That's our podcast. It's at TomHartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your Tomcast podcast subscription, you'll also get my Best of the Rest of the News, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your Tomcast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support.
From international trade policy to immigration policy to housing, we've got all kinds of topics. The wars between Republicans and Democrats, the Republican efforts to induce fascism in the United States. A great selection of opinions will be found over at HartmanReport.com.
Welcome back. 34 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls. Gordon in Los Angeles. Hey, Gordon, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. Love your show.
My pleasure.
Hey, Tom, I'm a little devastated. It appears my vote didn't get tallied Tuesday.
Why is that?
Well, I vote by mail. In California, we have this this website called Where's My Ballot? And, after about 10 days after you mail your ballot, you go on the site, and the site tells you exactly where your ballot is.
Right.
We received it, and it's been recorded.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been using it since 2020.
Mm-hmm.
And about 10 days after I mailed the ballot in, it was showing that my ballot was on the way to my house. So I checked it every other day. And then Wednesday, I checked it, and it still showed that my ballot was on its way to my house.
So you never received the ballot? Is that what you're saying?
No, I received it and marked the ballot and I mailed it.
But they never received it.
At the post office.
Right.
And so I called the Los Angeles County Voters Register, and they confirmed that they had not received my ballot.
Wow. Well, you can thank Louis DeJoy for that.
Well, yeah, that's exactly. At first I thought, well, I'm California, little state, but then I had to remember, Postal Service, federal.
Yep.
Federal system. And I used to work for the post office. And I know that when he took those machines away, this type of thing is, can happen.
Yeah, he destroyed over 100 high-speed sorting machines. And so now you've got hamsters doing the sorting or something. I don't know.
Right. So anyway, I just wanted to, let you know and the rest of your callers, listeners know that the only way to really make sure that your vote is counted, you go there and vote yourself.
Right.
But I have to use it because I'm severely, I have some mobility issues.
Mm-hmm.
And so.
Yeah. But getting it into a Dropbox is a good step. I get
right.
it. I was expecting you to say that somebody had challenged your signature. I've heard that from a number of people. The Republicans are fielding these poll watchers who are actually going into, they're looking at the mail-in ballots because those are principally Democrats. And they're saying, that signature doesn't look right to me. And that kind of kicks it out until the person comes in person and says, well, here's my signature. But apparently that didn't happen to you, Gordon. Gordon, thanks for sharing your story with us.
No, that didn't happen. I'm in Los Angeles, but but I still think DeJoy maybe have something to do with it.
I think you may well be right. Gordon, thank you for the call. Doris in Mayfield, Kentucky. Hey, Doris, what's on your mind today?
Well, Tom, about this Orban visit going down to Donald Trump's.
Tomorrow,
for what possible reason would he have diplomatic ties to Donald Trump?
Well, Orban has turned Hungary into a fascist nation. It's kind of been reinvented in the model of Vladimir Putin, which, of course, is what Donald Trump intends to do to the United States. So either Orban is coming over to give him lessons in how to do this and conspire with him on that, or Orban is bringing a message from Putin and will take back a message to Putin, or Orban is bringing a large diplomatic pouch and whatever documents that Donald Trump has still kept. I mean, maybe he'll dig up Ivana's grave. I don't know. But whatever documents Donald Trump has hung on to because they have value, they could be sold to Russia, he's going to be selling them. He's going to be giving them to Orban. Orban will take them back to Putin, and Putin will write a check for $500 million, which is chump change for Putin.
Yeah, but how is this even legal? What the hell does our Justice Department do? Why isn't Orban met at the airport and turned around after he fills up his plane and gas? How is this allowed to go on?
There is a law.
I mean, even Nixon and Reagan did their treason outside of the country.
That's right. Yeah, they did it on the down low. No, and there is a law. I believe it's called the Logan Act, which says that individual American citizens cannot engage in foreign policy. It's a felony.
But, you know, whether Trump is going to be engaging in foreign policy or whether really what's going on is that Orban is going to be engaging in domestic U.S. policy is an open question. I think it's going to be probably more the latter than the former. But I share your outrage, Doris. I think it's insane that the Republican presidential nominee or presumption of nominee is taking lessons from and sucking up to a foreign dictator. It's just, it tells you everything you need to know about Donald Trump and the GOP. Doris, thank you for the call. Mary in Las Vegas. Hey, Mary, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. A couple of things. I sure would like to see President Biden air footage of January 6th with the domestic terrorists.
Yeah, I don't think they have the system for airing footage, although they probably could. They could just bring in a big screen. I agree.
Yeah, you know, and just have him speak about what happened right there in the room he's speaking in.
Yep.
And then the other thing was just to get your thoughts on someone like Malcolm Nance doing a GoFundMe page or whatever to aid Ukraine.
Yeah, the problem is that the need in Ukraine is in the billions or tens of billions of dollars. And you know, a GoFundMe page that raises a couple hundred thousand dollars is a big deal. So it would be such a small drop in such a large ocean. That's not going to work.
Okay, well, thank you.
Good try. Keep thinking, Mary. I like the way you're thinking. And thank you for the call.
Thanks.
Good talking to you.
Thank you.
Mark in San Francisco. Hey, Mark, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, Tom, on the State of the Union, I hope Biden brings up expanding Social Security.
I do, too. You know, Bernie's got this bill right now, and it's not just Bernie. I mean, Elizabeth Warren, there's a bunch of co-sponsors to give everybody on Social Security a $2,400 a year raise and pay for it by requiring millionaires and billionaires to pay the exact same percentage of, on their income in Social Security tax as your average plumber or bus driver.
Yeah, I think it'll be a big plus for him and the Democrats.
Yep.
Also, Tom, you know, I think the Republican Party, we got to be honest, they want to destroy democracy, the whole party.
Yep.
We got to defeat the whole party.
Yep.
That's what this election should be about, throwing them all out.
Yep, and they've been working on this since the 1970s when they first took over the Supreme Court. I'm with you. I completely agree. Mark, thank you. Bob in Southampton, Massachusetts. Hey, Bob, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Correct me if I'm wrong. I'll go with you. On this inflation, it ain't inflation. It's businesses cheating the hell out of us, going up 3-4 times on your product.
Yeah, the best estimates.
Inflation, but it's the businesses.
Yeah, but Paul Krugman. Paul Krugman broke this out. You know, the Nobel Prize winning economist. And it looks like a little more than half of all of our inflation is coming from corporations that have basically no competition, giant monopolistic corporations raising prices. They're just, you know, grabbing whatever they can. Corporate profits in the last 3 years are higher, literally higher than they have ever been in American history. And and you know, that is showing up as inflation.
I don't hear too much about that, though, Tom.
Guarantee you, Bob, you're going to hear about that tonight from President Biden.
All right. Thanks a lot,
I guarantee
Tom.
You. Yeah, thank you, Bob. And thanks for listening to 101.7 there. Bob in Burlington, Vermont, listening on SiriusXM. Hey, Bob, what's up?
A couple of quick ones, Tom. I haven't talked to you for a while. First one is, how much of a court is the Supreme Court? If some of the minority judges actually filed a motion for excluding Clarence Thomas due to a conflict, gave it to Roberts, would they actually hear it? Secondly, if Trump does manage to get back in office and he follows through with his threat to release all the political prisoners that got convicted for going into Capitol, has he then once again aided insurrectionists?
Yes, he has. He's given aid and comfort, which is what it says in Section 3 of the 14th Amendment. But the Section 3 of the 14th Amendment just got rewritten by the Supreme Court so that it's basically irrelevant now. It's been gutted. In terms of Clarence Thomas, I would be astonished if the three liberal justices, if any one of these women were to challenge Clarence Thomas. They're so invested in collegiality. You know, it's when you get on. When you get a seat on the Supreme Court, you become a member of a very, arguably the most exclusive club in America. And those club members do not attack each other, at least in public. So that ain't going to happen. But I think it should. I mean, well, I completely agree with your sentiment.
It's time.
Yeah, it absolutely should be happening. but I would be astonished if it did. I just, you know, they called out in their dissent, or in their concurrence on this decision on Trump being on the ballot. They said, you know, that the other five justices had overstepped in an effort to insulate other insurrectionists, which would be all those members of Congress. So I'm with you. Bob, I got to run, but thank you for the call. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Let's not forget that in late December, 10 members of Congress met with Donald Trump to plan the insurrection. The Supreme Court just gave him a get-out-of-jail-free card.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
When I first fed my dogs Blue and Chewy, Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty, I knew they would love it. After all, it's freeze-dried raw dog food that's full of real turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. What's not to love? But I was totally surprised by how much healthier and happier my dogs seemed after we made the switch. The biggest change for Blue and Chewy was that they went from a few extra pounds to being more fit, and we could tell that they look better and they feel better. The ingredients in Nature's Blend are that wholesome. Plus, I love it that it doesn't contain any artificial preservatives, how it's dry to the touch so there's no mess, and how it's shelf-stable so I don't need to keep it in the fridge. I know you'll love how convenient and healthy Nature's Blend is for your dog. My listeners can get up to 54% off the first Nature's Blend order, plus a free bag of premium beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. Text THOM to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
CBS News Brief. In the Republican response to President Biden's State of the Union address, Alabama Senator Katie Britt called the president a dithering and diminished leader.
The country we know and love seems to be slipping away, and it feels like the next generation will have fewer opportunities and less freedoms than we did.
But Biden said the economy has improved during his term in office.
More people have health insurance today than ever before. The racial wealth gap is as small as it's been in 20 years. Wages keep going up. Inflation keeps coming down. Inflation has dropped from 9% to 3%, the lowest in the world, and tending lower.
A soldier with a top secret security clearance is being accused of selling national defense information to China. CBS's David Martin on the weapons targeted.
The F-22 stealth fighter, the Army's newest combat rescue helicopter, and intercontinental ballistic missiles.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Celebrate International Women's Day with me, Maggie Dawn, this Friday, joined by Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 until 4.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. University of Wisconsin campuses will keep more tuition money from Minnesota students from now on. Governor Evers is giving final approval to changes to Wisconsin's reciprocity agreement with Minnesota. Extra money used to go to the state's general fund. Advocates for sustainable farming are happy with a recent federal court ruling banning the pesticide dicamba. George Naylor is an organic farmer who used to use chemical herbicides and pesticides.
I could see when after a rain how it washed off of a cornfield into my soybeans and hurt my soybeans. So I'd say it's a very dangerous chemical, and it can be easily moved through groundwater and surface water.
Dicamba is highly prone to drifting, which makes it hard for farmers to control where it goes. I'm Nate Wuggehoe, Civic Media News.
As you age, you may have questions about finding transportation, healthy meals, or other services around your home and in your community. And the Elder Care Locator has the answers at 1-800-677-1116. Our caring advisors can connect you to trustworthy local experts and the support you need to age well at home. Real people, real assistance, and real connections are just a phone call away with the Elder Care Locator. 1-800-677-1116.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Rain chances moving in during the overnight. Cloudy skies and mid-30s.
light northeast winds developing. Showers looking likely for Friday. We'll have cloudy skies, northeast winds, and highs in the lower 40s. Rain chances, even some snow Friday night. Currently 35 degrees.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger Hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger Hockey lives here.
Keep it going.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news talk and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
I need to keep it in the fridge. I know you'll love how convenient and how healthy Nature's Blend is for your dog. My listeners can get up to 54% off their first Nature's Blend order, plus a free bag of premium beef liver dog treats. And you're one of those listeners. You can, too. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511, and you'll get right there. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. That's drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here, Ray in Naperville, Illinois. Hey, Ray, what's up?
Hi. My topic that I wanted to talk to you about is today, you know, obviously Trump said he would debate Biden anywhere, anytime. And I, you know, I'm all for that. But I want Biden's team to come out and say, yes, we'll debate you. But here are the parameters. I want them to dictate the parameters. Otherwise, just like I told your screener, have you ever debated? Like, I debated in high school.
Yeah.
Obviously, there were some rules.
Hang on just a second, Ray. Trump just demanded a debate with Biden, and Biden said he should watch. If he wants to see me in primetime, he should watch tonight. He might learn a thing or two. Part of the interruption, yeah. But that just broke on the news, on TV news.
Yeah. Yeah. I nobody wants to see what we saw 4 years ago.
No.
But see, that's what the Republicans want. They want, and that's what Trump wants. He wants to interrupt. And, you know, personally, I want a debate, and I want Biden to get Trump to say that he will severely change Social Security and Medicare.
Yeah, I don't think Biden should debate him. I don't think he should give legitimacy to an insurrectionist and a rapist. I think he should say, yeah. You know, this man has been convicted of fraud. He's a criminal. He has been convicted of rape. He's a criminal. I will not appear on a stage with this man. He has no role in American politics. And appearing on a stage with him gives him credibility. It establishes that he's a serious pretender to the throne, as it were. And I don't think he is. That's what I think Biden should say.
Well, Tom, I mean, just the other day you had a guy call you, and I did chuckle when he said, you know, how dare you put Biden out there and he's demented and stuff like that. That's what the Republican and the right wing propaganda machine is using.
No, so I get that, but they don't. But you
let's,
don't.
Let's have a debate. Let's have a debate where we flip a coin to see who gets to make the statements first. We have six questions with a break at 3. We also have the mic turned off when the question is not directed to you and your opponent gets his mic turned off when you get a chance to rebuttal.
Yeah.
And then we would be able to see, and they wouldn't be able to use that, oh, Biden's demented, he's got an earpiece in, he's only reading off of the teleprompter. Yeah. And then I think the American people, because I have so many friends who have said to me, well, no, Biden's demented. I'm like, did you see him talk to the auto workers union?
Right.
I go, that was sparkling.
Yeah. And no, you're going to see a lot more of that. He doesn't need to do a debate to establish for the American people that he's got it together and he's on his toes. He needs to be doing more public events. I'm with you. Ray, I need to move along, but thank you for the call. Bob in Farnham, Virginia. Excuse me. Hey, Bob, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. 20-year fan and listener and viewer.
Thank you.
I work at home, so I get to watch your program live. I also get to record it. And when I'm not watching your program on Free Speech TV, I watch the House of Representatives or the Senate on C-SPAN.
Mm-hmm.
And referring to Ziggy's call earlier today and the disruption that he is anticipating for tonight's address, the whole thing today at the House of Representatives was one after another Republican congressperson talking about that tragic incident of the young woman being murdered by
an illegal alien.
Yes. Yeah, and it just went on and on and on and on and on.
Yeah.
And I think that's where they're going to go tonight. But
of course,
I was gobsmacked by the hypocrisy of the whole thing, because next time there's a mass shooting, and where's the outrage? Next time there's children mowed down at a school, where's the outrage about that?
Yeah.
Not to take away from the tragic.
Well, plus it was those same Republicans who are blocking funding to close the border. I mean, that's what's so crazy about it. Yeah, that's so hypocritical.
Yep.
Bob, excellent point.
Yep.
Thank you so much. Thad in Littleton, Colorado. Hey, Thad, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. I saw a story, I think it was before the beginning of the year, about how the Postal Service had lost, or it was the master key for all of these people's mailboxes was stolen. And it was just amazing to me. And how this gentleman is saying that earlier, how it was saying his ballot hadn't been delivered to him yet. I think this is a complete plot by Louis DeJoy to undermine mail-in voting.
Could be. Could be, or it could just be, you know, somebody stole the keys and, his mail got stolen, or you know, it could be that it'll turn up tomorrow. But interesting point, Thad. Thank you for sharing that. I did not know that. And thanks so much for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. Anything Goes Friday. It'll be you and me for 3 hours. We got a lot to talk about. We'll, of course, be recapping the State of the Union address tonight. By the way, I said earlier I thought it was at 8. It's actually at 9 o'clock Eastern time. Which would be 6 p.m. Pacific time. So, you know, check it out. It should be a really interesting speech. And hopefully it'll be a turning point, some sort of a campaign turning point. This is arguably the beginning of the presidential campaign. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. I'll see you tomorrow. Have a great afternoon.
Been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-421-9901. 800-421-9901. 800-421-9901. That's 800-421-9901.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Green Bay is a fine town, but I'm just telling you, you're better off to take a horse. Don't drive in Green Bay, and for God's sake, don't get a parking ticket. So how about this? We find out how much revenue does Green Bay get from parking tickets, and we say that the Packers are going to donate that, and we're going to have free parking in Green Bay. How about that? Todd for mayor of Green Bay.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder.
Metamorphosis, the loss of who you thought you is.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you could catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on locally grown radio, WFHR 1320 AM.